Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace. Go in the Holy Spirit's power. Sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We would love to have you join us. We worship at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Our address is 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga. If you can't join us in person, you could always come and join us on our live stream. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the live stream and you can worship, you can pray, prayers are written down, you can chat, you can fellowship, you can grow in grace. If you miss those opportunities, you can always go to our YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is The Seed Christian Fellowship. All of our worship services, our weekly messages, and children's messages, if you want to have your children watch little messages, they're there. So that our prayer is here at The Seed that we all come to know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, and go in the power of the Holy Spirit, sowing seeds of faith. We have been spending time in this wonderful prayer of Paul's to the church in Ephesus, and I would like for us to walk slowly through this powerful prayer, and we find hope and strength to become overcomers. Well, we've been living in some perilous times, well, with people going through, well, we went through the pandemic, we went through these wars and rumors of wars, we've had fires and hurricanes and heat, and we just have a lot of things going on. These eight verses are packed with great words of hope and healing and strength. It is as if Paul was praying for the trials and tribulations the church faces even right now. Remember, Paul was an educated Jewish rabbi. He knew his Torah. He knew Lamentations 3:22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Despite being imprisoned for his faith in Christ, Paul knew that he had to write his flock back home in Ephesus. Before we go to God's word, let us come to our God of all creation in a moment of prayer. Lord God of all creation, create in us a new and right spirit today. Help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear all you want us to say and do. May your mercies to us be new every morning. This beautiful day, may we come to hear the soft sound of the sandaled feet of the Messiah. Speak words of hope and strength to us today. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, 14 to 21. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that it is work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I pray out of his glorious riches that you may be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. In verse 16, Paul wants to remind us that Christ has glorious riches in his storehouse, and with those glorious riches, we can be strengthened through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Greek word that Paul used to describe the glorious riches, the wealth and treasures of Christ's storehouse, is doxa, D-O-X-A. It is the same word that we get the word doxology. In many churches that some of you might have grown up in, you might have sung a doxology after the offering was received. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all you creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In his book, The Divine Commodity, Sky Jethani shares a story about a trip he took to India with his father. While walking the streets of New Delhi, a little boy approached them. He was skinny as a rail and naked, but for a tattered blue shorts. His legs were stiff and contorted like a wire hanger twisted upon itself. Because of his condition, the little boy could only waddle along on his calloused knees. He made his way toward Sky and his father and cried out, "One rupee, please, 1 rupee. Sky describes what happened when his father eventually responded to the boy's persistent begging. "What do you want?" the father asked. "1 rupee, sir," the boy said, while motioning his hand to his mouth and bowing his head in deference to the father. The father laughed. "How about I give you 5 rupees? He said. The boy's submissive countenance suddenly became defiant. He retracted his hand and sneered at us. He thought my father was joking, having a laugh at his expense. After all, no one would be willing to give up 5 rupees. The boy started shuffling away, mumbling curses under his breath. My father reached into his pocket, hearing the coins jingle. The boy stopped and looked back over his shoulder. My father was holding out a 5-rupee coin. He approached the stunned boy and placed the coin in his hands. The boy did not move or say a word. He just stared at the coin in his hand. We passed him and proceeded to cross the street. A moment later, the shouting resumed, except this time the boy was yelling, thank you, sir, bless you. He raced after us once again, but not for money, but to touch my father's feet. This, I imagine, is how our God sees us, as miserable creatures in desperate need of his help. But rather than asking for what we truly need, than desiring what he is able and willing to give, we settle for lesser things. Can we pause and ponder the glorious riches each one of us has received? It really is true that we can never outgive God and his glorious riches. This is exactly what Paul is praying for the church in Ephesus to know, and for us to know. Paul wants us to be strengthened with power, or dunamis, in our inner being. The Greek word is the same word that we get dynamite. Can you imagine the power we contain within our inner being as you go out into the world that needs to see the light and the love of Christ each and every day? The prayer in verse 16 through 19 is one long sentence in Greek, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you being rooted and established in love. In verse 17, Paul continues the encouragement that Christ may dwell. To dwell means to take up permanent residence in our hearts. Then he uses this wonderful illustration of being rooted and grounded. It says in Psalm 1, these words of being rooted and grounded. Psalm 1 says, happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. A person by the name of Meghalala, it's in northwest India, is arguably the wettest place on earth. The mile-high mountain range boasts the world record for rain, with an annual accumulation that once topped 82 feet. Staying dry, of course, is a battle, but it is actually not the biggest challenge caused by the constant rain. Over the years, the rain has turned creeks into valleys and large gorges, now crisscross the rainforest floor. Most of the rain falls during the summer monsoons. In this season, gentle creeks become raging rivers, impassable on foot. An extravagant commuter bridge system is needed to keep the villages connected to one another. Normal bridge concepts are not an option. Because of the rainfall, wooden bridges would quickly collapse to erosion. Concrete and steel are not available alternatives in such a remote region. The members of the Khasisis tribe have crafted an ingenious solution. On a riverbank, a small straggler tree is planted. Once that tree is large enough, roots are extracted from the tree. These roots are meticulously cultivated to grow with sufficient length and coax across the gorge. Once on the other side, the roots are then sown into the opposing riverbank, take hold and grow thick. Roots from another straggler trees are enticed across the gorge, woven into a walkway strong enough to support pedestrian traffic. Mud is fashioned into pavement and the bridge is open for business. These roots become living bridges which have lasted for centuries. The largest, it's called Umsang Double Decker Root Bridge, is reported to be more than a mile long and stands at a height of 2,400 feet. You can go to the website and look that up. You can go to Google it and see the picture of this bridge. As you might imagine, the growth of hundreds of roots across such wide spasms is a slow process. It is so slow, in fact, that one bridge cannot be completed in a single lifetime. The work of the project must be passed on to the next generation. Children are taught from a very young age how to care for the straggler tree and direct its growth. Can you imagine the strength of being rooted and grounded together in such a love? To take the love of Christ rooted in the cross and to weave and fashion these roots into a walkway above the raging rivers of life. Think about it. This is what we are doing. We are doing this not just for ourselves, but for our families and for those whom we love. Is this why Paul is writing? My dear family and friends, we really are stronger together. Weave your roots found in Christ together with the roots of others who love Him, stronger together. Boundless love. May we have the power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. The promise of this prayer of Paul's is that even when we are facing difficult situations, we can be strengthened in our inner being by the power of the Holy Spirit. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. Our prayer team would love to pray for you. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship, click on the prayer icon and write your prayer. We'll pray for you. You can also go to our website and find a spiritual gifts test and take that. The promise of this prayer, how wide, how deep, how long, how high is the love of Christ, is that when we face difficult situations, we can be strengthened in our inner being by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are called to allow Christ to dwell in our hearts, so that we can comprehend how deep, how wide, how long, how tall God's love is for us. How deep, how wide, how long, how tall. That is boundless love. Tychicus, who carried the letter, wrote about getting God's love. God's love can lift us up out of the depths of the despair, depression, failures, and sins. God is here with us in our trials and tribulations, our worries and doubts, our fears, our pain. God is with us in our confusion and our crisis. God is with us wherever we are right now. In the last century, Napoleon's army opened a prison used by the Spanish Inquisition. They found the remains of a prisoner who had been incarcerated for his faith. The dungeon was underground. The body had long since decayed. Only a chain fastened around the ankle bone cried of his confinement. But the prisoner, long since dead, had left a witness. On the wall of his small, dismal cell, this faithful soldier for Christ had scratched a rough cross on the dungeon wall. The cross had four words surrounding it in Spanish. And above the cross was the Spanish word for height. Below the cross was the word depth. To the left, the word width. And to the right, the word length. Clearly, this prisoner wanted to testify to the boundless love of Christ, perceived even in his suffering. This soldier knew the boundless love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge, and then becomes the fullness of God. This soldier was filled with the fullness of God in the midst of his suffering. This is what gave him the ability to leave such a witness to those who came after him. The boundless love of Christ, rooted and grounded in his inner being, Have you ever thought that living within us is the cross of Christ? Vertical, the height, the depth of Christ, horizontally, the length and the width. The work of the Holy Spirit living with us is to root, think of a strangler bridge, to root our inner being with the limitless love of grace of Jesus Christ and to create within our hearts the foundation of faith and the grace of God. And all of this is not just for us, but for us who become a witness to those we love. J. Wilbur Chapman tells of a testimony given by a certain man in one of his revival meetings. I'll read what Wilbur Chapman wrote. There was a man who got off at a Pennsylvania depot as a tramp, and for a year he begged on the streets for a living. One day he touched a man on the shoulder and said, "Hey, mister, can you give me a dime?" As soon as the beggar saw the face of the other man, he was shocked to see that it was his own father. The beggar said, "Father, father, do you not know me?" Throwing his arms around the tramp and with tears in his eyes, the father said, "Oh, my son, at last I have found you. You want a dime? Everything I have is yours." We have come to the so what question for us today. How do we make sense of what goes on in our lives? How do we make sense of what Paul was writing back in 60 AD? How do we apply this passage to our busy lives? Think of it. Well, we're like a young boy in India, begging for 1 rupee. And our Heavenly Father wants to open a storehouse of glorious riches and strengthen us with power in our inner being, with rupees our hearts could not hold. Think of it. We are called to be rooted and grounded in love, building a bridge over the gorge and chasms of life. We are called to build this bridge not just for us, but for those who come behind us. We truly are stronger together when we are rooted and grounded in love. Think of it. The man that got off the train was homeless. He stood begging his own father for 10 cents, when for a year the man's father had been looking for him in order to give him all he had. Does this story sound familiar? Are we like the beggar who ends up asking his father for a dime? I have good news. Our Father wants to give us everything, glorious riches, rooted and grounded in love, boundless love. I know that I once was like the beggar looking for love in all the wrong places. I wandered around in the wilderness of life until I experienced God's boundless love. The words of the beggar could have been mine. "Father, Father, do you know me?" The response of the Father surpasses all, "Oh, my child, at last I have found you." Well, when we celebrate a sacrament of communion, and we celebrate the sacrament of communion on the first Sunday of every month, we come to a table that is a living illustration of the boundless love of God. Think of the bridges of the strangler tree, woven together with roots grounded into a solid foundation, a bridge over troubled water spanning generations. On the night before he was betrayed, Jesus told his disciples to do this in remembrance of me. In John 14, he says, "In my Father's house are many rooms, and I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you to be with me where I am." And Thomas, he says, "Lord, we don't know where you're going." And Jesus says, "I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." God is calling Jesus out into our lives. He brings Jesus down and says, "Here I am, and I want you to come and be with me." When Jesus was betrayed, he on John 13, when he washes the disciples' feet, he shares the sacrament of communion. He says, "Do this in remembrance of me." When we celebrate the sacrament of communion, the entire church is sitting at the same table, and we get to remember how deep, how high, how wide, how long is the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. I don't know what you're facing each week, as I write these messages for the seed. I don't know your fears. I don't know the things that wake you up in the middle of the night. I don't know the sin that clings so closely. What I do know, and the person who changed my life, is Jesus. And Ephesians 3:14-21 is a powerful passage to put to memory. We've been working on it. He says, I pray out of the glorious riches that you be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of the fullness of God. It's my prayer as one of your pastors here, is that you'll come to know how deep and how wide and how long and how high the love of God is for you. If you're struggling, you can email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship. I'll write you. If you need a Bible, our church will give you a Bible. If you just need to know that someone cares, our prayer team will pray for you. I want you to know that you're not alone, that God is with you and that God is for you. Yes, sometimes we're like that little boy in India asking God for 1 rupee and he wants to give us everything. Sometimes we're like the homeless man that gets off the train and we find our Father. I know I was lost, and when I came to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior, he changed everything. And it was not this passage in Ephesians, but it was in Romans chapter 8, verses 14 and 15, when he says, you've not given a spirit of fear to fall back into slavery, but you've been given a spirit of adoption in which you can cry, Abba, Father. And it's his Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and we're joint heirs with Christ if we also suffer with him. I remember getting on my knees. It was a cold January night in 1981. And I said, God, you really want to be my Father? I was kind of young and arrogant. I said, I'll give you a chance. I was crying and bawling my eyes out on my knees. And from that point on, God changed my life. He touched me, and I could not get enough of the boundless love. I found to learn how deep and how wide and how tall and how long the love of Christ is for me. And that's what I've dedicated my whole life now to, is helping others come to know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, and to go in the power of the Holy Spirit, sowing seeds of faith. God has a glorious riches in his storehouse. If you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's no better time than right now. It's a simple prayer. You can pray it with me. Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I need your help. Come into my heart and forgive me of my sins, and fill me with your glorious riches of love, your boundless love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Every week I get the opportunity to tell you that God loves you, and so do I, and I truly mean that. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this day and always. Go in peace and love the Lord. God loves you, and so do I. See you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.